It is April 1st, 2024. It is 8:43 a.m. Happy April Fool's Day. So today I am not doing any pranks. I'm not doing anything crazy. I'm not doing anything that's going to cause any havocs. This year I decided to just keep it low-key. But I do want to tell you a story, though. My sister have a tendency to get me almost every year in April Fool's. So one of the some of the things that she'd done to me was announce on Facebook that I was getting married twice in a row. The other one as well, too, is telling them that I was having a baby as well, I think. The other one as well, too, because when we were in Vancouver, my sister and I were roommates, and back in the day, a long time ago. So what she did is, like, when you know the kitchen faucet has a hose thing that you pull out, what she did is she taped the hose on, so when you turn on the faucet, the water will spray, right? So that's what she did. She did it for twice in a row because she knows that every morning before I take a shower, go to work, I take a big glass of water, and before I go do anything else, that's the first thing I always do. That was always my routine. This one, what she did is she taped it, so every morning in April Fool's, April 1st, for 2 years straight, my whole body, my whole body was full of water, like I was just soaked. So that's one of the things that she does. The marriage thing too. She. Like I mentioned before, she posted in Facebook that I was getting married. So for almost about a month, I have to explain to people it was an April Fool's joke. It was an April Fool's joke. People were congratulating me and all that good stuff. So it was a month straight. People tell me congratulations. I'm like, it's April Fool's. I ended up posting something on Facebook. I was like, guys, my sister pranked me. I'm not getting married. But the only problem is, no one saw that post, so people were still congratulating me. So that was pretty annoying. Not annoying. It was annoying. Best way to describe it. It was very, very annoying. It was a good prank. Don't get me wrong. It's a very good prank, but it's very, very annoying. But yeah, that was 2 years in a row. Apparently, I got married twice. I think there's one point, too, that I was supposed to be having a baby as well, too. I don't know. But yeah, no, she did that for about a few years in a row, like nonstop, and it was just I don't want to say annoying, but it was just very good. It was a good prank, to be honest. It was a very good prank. And it's kind of funny too, when I was in grade school, it was like grade 7 or grade 8, one of the pranks I did at school was actually saran wrap the toilet at the teacher's bathroom. So we saran wrapped it. So what we did is, like, we put saran wrap at the door just to make sure that they see it. So I was like, oh yeah, ha ha ha. But next thing you know, there's saran wrap in the toilet. So we ended up doing that. I'm glad that no one got injured or anything like that, or something happened. The teachers did caught it right away and just, like, was looking for people who've done it, and they knew I was in the area, and they caught me. But they were very good spirit about it. It's like, yeah, don't do that ever again, ha, that's a good one. So they I think the teachers were very high alert for the next couple of years regarding their bathroom. I think they ended up locking the door for the better part of the day. They had to grab a key to use the bathroom. So that was pretty intense. But no, the teachers in my grade school were very, very, very open-minded, and they think it was hilarious. So it was great. It was pretty fun. But overall, my experience in April Fool's was actually pretty good. Now, because of social media, companies like baseball, like sports teams and some other social media people, they end up putting some joke stuff in Instagram or Facebook or whatever. And to be honest with you, this points in the year that I forgot it is April Fool's. Like, there's times that I totally forgot it is April Fool's. So I usually get caught in those, and I have to rethink it twice. I'm like, this is not right. There's even one time there was a joke that the CN Tower is going to be demolished to be replaced to something else. Or like, there's no way. This is a landmark. So it was just, overall, it was fun seeing those kind of things, because it was just brings joy to the day itself. So when people say I'm not into jokes or into April Fools, but to be honest with you, growing up, I'll bet you guys have so much fun dealing with it, playing pranks and all that stuff. So the people just need to be more relaxed and enjoy what this day can offer. You know, of course, there's places that you have to be serious and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, you just have to like put your feet up, enjoy the pranks, and say, yep, April Fools, I got pranked. I like this day. Let's just move on to the next thing. So yeah, if you consider yourself thinking April Fools is a serious day, don't. Just have fun with it and see what happens. It is 3:11 p.m. and Bubba, I just realized something, that I've been inside the whole day working on a design that I totally forgot that what time it is. I literally had lunch and keep working. It's one of those days that I totally forgot what time it is. Marco the cat had to tell me what time it is by stopping by and say hi. It was kind of weird. It's been a very busy day. I had a weird email going back and forth. I had a potential client keeps emailing us and asking, hey, can we meet up today or first thing tomorrow morning? But we keep telling them, hey, you need to give us a couple of days or a week advance notice for any meetings like this, because we're busy. We can't just drop everything and go. And we've been contacting this guy since for the past month and a half now. And every time we ask them, hey, do you want to meet up? Here's the time so we can suggest. They keep coming back to us. It's like, no, we're too busy. We're too busy. And next thing you know, it's been happened a couple of times now that they contact us in the morning and asking us to show up in the afternoon. We're like, no, we're not that desperate for work. So it's kind of weird that they're making us do that kind of stuff. That's just not professional on their end. I don't care how big you are. You just don't do that, because we have work as well, you know? So it's kind of funny that this has been happening. But overall, it's just been busy. It's been busy. It's warm. I can feel the heat coming from the window. I'm hoping to get everything done today and tomorrow, at least a bulk of it, so I can just do like paperwork, like doing write-ups instead of like designing, because it's easier for me to do the write-up than designing, because for me, designing it in drawing form, it verifies the design, right, to make sure everything's working. If you do everything in theory-wise, there's a good chance that nothing will work, or you're just literally shooting the sky, and or you're literally throwing stuff in the wall, and hopefully it's going to stick, right? This one takes a little bit longer, but at least you're verifying it, so yeah. Yeah, no, the day's been it's been long, but the heat is coming out. I can feel the heat. I'm not sure what the temperature is like outside. Like, it says, according to my phone, it's partly cloudy, but according to my window, it's sunny. So there are clouds, but it's not that bad. So it's just kind of weird. Also, I got a message saying that my new recorder is coming in this Thursday. So that's going to be so much fun. I can't wait for that one, because it's gonna be great. It's, to be honest with you, for me, it's gonna be the game changer, because I do have a 32-bit recorder, but it's in a lav, it's like a belt pack lavalier recorder. And don't get me wrong, it works really well, but unfortunately it's very, very limited. It's so limited that they give you two options. One's Bluetooth and the other one's a non-Bluetooth. And I made a cheap decision to go for the non-Bluetooth one. I wish I got the Bluetooth one instead, because at least I can control it on my phone instead of relying on a computer to get it fixed, sorted out. I actually had an issue with that one because of a firmware, between firmwares, they had issue with the recorder freezing. So the manufacturer did a brand new firmware update to fix it. But unfortunately, I found out about the fix while I was recording in a field. And I'm glad that I brought my laptop with me. I just had to download it and tether it, and works after that. So it was a good reminder that always test your equipment before you go out. So I'm glad that the recorder's coming in on Thursday, so I can test it out throughout the weekend and start using it, right? And I do have plans for that recorder, big plans, so I need to make sure that that's actually going to work out perfectly. The one thing that I do want to talk about to check out is how it actually handles USB Mix Minus, because that recorder is going to, I'm literally going to take that recorder with me everywhere that I go, including traveling. So if I have to do a recording remotely with my co-host, at least I can do it through there and not worry about it bringing anything bigger than extra gear to make it work. regarding the mic thing, I just have to figure out as well to which mic I'm planning to use going when I travel. Don't get me wrong, I love my big studio mic, but the problem is it's just a pain to travel with me. And so far, my kit that I've been experimenting for the past few days, it's so small that it's literally two bags that I'm carrying with me, including the cable goes into it. So it's a good setup. I really do like it. And I do have a stand as well, too. So I'm literally just put that in a table mic stand. And if I need to have a table mic. So right now, everything is just handheld. And I'm pretty happy with the setup. But yeah, no, I just literally look at the time and totally forgot what time it is. And I've been literally in front of the computer for 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3. For 8 hours straight now. So I'm planning to finish around 4. So I'm just going to keep going and finish this off. And after that, I can just chill out with Marco. It is 5:32 p.m. and I just finished my day. I finished my day about 30 minutes ago. And I realized that for me to turn off my head from work to just normal day-to-day, it's kind of hard. Hard in a way that it's just very... It's hard for me to switch off if my thinking sort of changes from one thing to the other. Let's say I'm working, after that I have to change my headspace to something else. Before, I can do that pretty easily. Now it's just harder for me. I think it's normal, especially if your job is very intense. So it's hard for me just to switch over and to do something else. So I need to get that mindset back again to, like, when it's done, just remove it from your brain and start thinking about the other thing that you need to do. Because there's a couple of things I forgot to do today. I even wrote it down. I just was so concentrated doing what I need to get done, it just totally slipped my mind. So that's not a good sign. That is definitely not a good thing. So I need to get that sorted out of my head as well. But yeah. I think I need to get that sorted out of my head just to learn how to switch on and off in different topics. Yeah. But one of the reasons why I'm talking about this is I'm supposed to go out and get some grocery shopping. But I'm officially mentally exhausted. I'm just so tired that my brain is like shutting down. So I'm definitely going to be doing some Instacarting tomorrow, get delivered here. Because I just don't know how long, because this space that I'm doing right now for work is just a lot. So for me to take a break and just leave, it's harder for me to do it. So, and sorry about that. Marco's just meowing right now. So, but, yeah, I just need to learn how to cope with that. But yeah, it's just, I know it, my work itself is just so mentally exhausting that by the time I finish work, it's just tiring. Typically, my commute home, like if I go to the office, I go to the office around 8 o'clock, 8:30. I have a start time. I leave around 4 o'clock, 4:30, and there's an end time. And I don't work after that. And unfortunately, me working at home, I can be very productive, but at the same time, I do work very longer hours. Well, sort of. But it's a very intense time while I'm working, so it's not a very hard stop, right? So it's just very... It's very annoying from my side. For me, it's very annoying, but some people, it's just normal for them, right? So, but that's why sometimes I keep telling my friends and family that I miss commuting, because my commuting was for me to shut down my brain, because I'm thinking about driving or commuting or taking the transit or whatever. I don't have to worry about work. And for me, working at home is me saying, okay, I finished work. Now it's time for me to do other things. But my computer, it's still hovering around, so it's kind of like, oh, I need to finish this final thought, or I need to finish this final thing I need to finish off, so I don't have to worry about it tomorrow. But it becomes a landslide effect. It could be a butterfly effect. So if you do one thing, now you got to worry about the next step. So that's why for me it's harder. For me, my goal has always been around 4:30. I stop working. I hang out with Marco just to relax before his dinner. After his dinner is done, get his walk, I'll just watch TV or do something else that's not work related. So that's why that normally works. But for the past for the past 3 months, since the first quarter of this year, it was just emotionally exhausting. It's just been draining. So it's going to be harder for me to restart my mental state or my mental thing before January. Before January was fine, it was great, but after January it was just downhill from there until now. Hopefully it will gradually plateaued and go back up again, right? So we'll see what happens.